Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Father, we thank you that you are the Lord of mercy, of grace, the Almighty, the ever-living one. We thank you, Lord, that you have called each one of us to be a part of your purpose, of your plan. And as always, Lord, on these Tuesdays, we want you to take us further on. And this really will be a keynote for our lives, not just for this week, in helping us to understand your purpose and how you equip us for your purposes. So we thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit upon what I say, upon every one of us as we hear and receive the word and process that word so that it bears fruit in our lives for the glory of your name. Amen. Okay, let's be seated. I want to get into the word because there's quite a lot of ground to cover this morning and we need time to pray at the end. I've just spent the week, as most of you will know, in Wolverhampton with Steve Uphol's church. Remember, Steve Uphol spoke last year at the camp and will be speaking again this year at the camp. His church is about the same size as Kingdom Faith Church. And he asked me to go this weekend because he wanted me to talk about the apostolic anointing and how to develop an apostolic center, because they sense that this is God's call upon that church in Wolverhampton. Steve Uphol is obviously himself and sort of emerging with an apostolic ministry. And he wanted to sort of expose the whole church to understanding what all that means. Pastor Gary was with me, and I'm going to get him to just give you a couple of minutes in a moment about the weekend so that you've just got a little flavor of what God was doing. So I've got another witness. so you know that anything I say is not an exaggeration or anything like that. And then I'm just going to draw upon some principles because all last week God was talking to me about anointing in preparation for that. And I really felt as I was praying yesterday that he said, no, it would be good to share this morning the principles that I was talking about there in Wolverhampton, because we are an apostolic center. And it would be good for all of us to understand what that means and what our part is in fulfilling that call by God. So, Pastor Gary.
It's a real privilege to go with Pastor Colin and with Ian as well. And really what happened on the Friday night, it's a wonderful testimony when you go into a group of leaders and you see the closeness of their relationships and the depth of they have for one another. It's really evident as you see them. But as we began talking and really the Lord began to use Pastor Colin to, they were just asking questions really about, you know, what's the heart? And really, from the Friday, really the two main things were God builds around the anointing and the honor that there is of the Holy Spirit and the honor that there is in each other's lives and the honor, and really that honor was sort of really birthed that, in a sense, we're just talking about that. And it was just a privilege just to have that time, really, just to talk together and to ask questions. The Saturday morning was really the extended leadership in the church. Most of the leaders that were there, and a few visitors from other churches. Doesn't matter how many times, I get an opportunity to go, when you actually see the apostolic work and you see the function of the apostolic on Pastor Colin's life, it almost like it breaks through everything and the simplicity of it, but also the depth of it. And on Saturday morning, it was really we're just talking about the person of the Holy Spirit, the character of God, and you know, character of the Spirit of faith, Spirit of love, Spirit of might, and just to see the depth and the evidence of that in people's lives. And I think after the first session and Pastor Conan, I just stood there and I really just felt the weight of the glory of God. It was almost like manifest after the first session. And then in the second session there, it's really the difference between what happens spirit, soul and body, and the whole the challenge not to live in the soul, but the challenge to live out of the spirit life, and the power of the spirit flowing through our lives. And it, what was really great when in that context is after every time of, you know, of prayer and every time that we walk through, Pastor Steve would get up and he would honor the anointing. He would get up and he would then almost like just really himself, I want to appropriate this. I want to build this into my life. I've got to go over this again and again and again to see, you know, to take everything that God had taken out. And Saturday was, I think, the first time Pastor Colin had done a men's meeting for many, many years. So that was just a great opportunity. We did wonder whether we were going to do it with a few, first of all, but then they all turned up at the end, so it was great. There's about 80 people there. And again, the powerful message of fatherhood and of being spiritual fathers, and that every one of those, doesn't matter whether they've got children or not, that they're fathers. And so that really... really, again, when the session finished, you just feel the weight of the glory of God. And God was doing incredible things, I think, in people's lives. Sunday morning was a 1-2 hit. We had two services on Sunday morning. But really, for the Sunday, for me was the character again of who Jesus is, the person of Jesus, and also the anointing of what does it actually mean? What does this anointing look like to touch a community? I haven't actually shared this with Pastor Colin. And I did share this with Pastor Steve. The Lord said to me right in the middle of this one of these sessions, he said, this is a new day for this church. This is a new day. And on the second session, it was Pastor Colin just released like 20, like, this is a word for 20 years. This is going to take 20 years to unpack what God is saying. And this is where the apostolic comes in, is we're not here for ourselves. We're here to see the whole of Wolverhampton. We're here to see what happens in our lives, what goes off in our lives personally, positively or negatively, affects the life of our church, the life of the city, and the life of the nation. And really the power of that, but it's almost like what was the greatest privilege for me was actually that Pastor Steve wanted extended relationship now. He wanted to actually now build in and make a connection. And I can see it's going to take time to build that in. But where the church is now and where the church is going to be, it's just going to be such an amazing... And we've started the journey on that thing, but to see what God's going to do in the city, the souls that are going to be saved, after the, you know, what God's going to... You know, it was so powerful, and we're just such a privilege to have Pastor Colin really in that place.
Yeah, Pastor Steve asked me to do something that in all these years of ministry nobody's said in quite this way before. He said, would you come back regularly for the next 3 years? Because we need to keep building in these things that you're saying. We need this apostolic teaching and anointing. God has given them word that there's going to be a big harvest in that church in 3 years' time. And he said, we've got to build, we've got to get ready, we've got to be equipped for what God is doing there. So, you know, would you come back regularly during that time and just give us of the apostolic anointing? So, I would be pleased to do that. I much prefer to build something in a church like that than just to go to a conference and see people blessed. You know, I can be asked to go and speak at a conference and people will get blessed, and that's good. Conferences are good, I'm not denying that. But what we're called to do at this time is to build. And we want to build. Right, now, let's get into the Word. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 10. It was only through the grace given me by God that I was able to lay a foundation among you as a skillful builder. But it was left to someone else to build on that foundation of truth. However, everyone must be careful how he builds. No one can change the foundation that has already been laid, for that is the truth of Jesus Christ. He personally is the foundation. So if someone builds on this stone using spiritual gold, silver, or precious stones, his work will survive. But if someone uses only wood, hay, or stubble, his work will be burned up on the day of judgment. For then the value of each man's work will be seen clearly, because the testing of God's fire will prove the quality of what each person has produced. For those whose work survives, there will be a reward. But for the one whose work is burned up, there will be loss. He will be saved, but only like someone who has escaped from the flames. Quite awesome, isn't it? That each one, everyone's works will be tested by fire. The works that will survive are, of course, the works that the Holy Spirit does in and through us. The works that we do out of our soulishness will not survive the fire. So it's very important that we are men and women of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to talk about apostolic anointing. One of the key truths that I've learned over the years is never talk about your own anointing. Unless, of course, God is telling you to for a specific purpose. And, you know, people that are self-conscious about their anointing, there's something wrong in their attitude towards their ministry. But I will only ever talk about anointing when God tells me to, because he has a specific purpose, like he does this morning. You'll see what the purpose is by the time we come to the end of the message. By the grace of God, because of the call of God, and all that he has put into my life, he has anointed me in the way that he has to be an apostle. Now, in fulfillment, or part fulfillment, of that call, Kingdom Faith has been established. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. And like Paul can talk about his foundation building upon which others, his laying a foundation upon which others will build, so this is true of me in relation to Kingdom Faith. I, by the grace of God, and it's, remember, the anointing is God, so it's got nothing to do with exalting man. This is God. But by the grace of God, I've laid a foundation. Now, the thing about foundations is you can't see them. When I first left school, I did architecture for a couple of years because I come from a family of architects. My father, my grandfather, my brother, and others in the family have been architects. So I learned a little bit about building construction in those 2 years. And actually, when you start to learn, you start with foundations. First thing you learn about is drains, because you have to put the drains in when you're laying the foundation. So I learned how to draw plans of drainage. Praise God, hallelujah, glory, amen. It's not the most exciting thing I've done in my life, but it is part of my CV, hallelujah. But you must have secure foundations. Everything that is built is dependent upon the foundations. And actually, when you're putting up a building, the building inspector always has to inspect the foundations before you have any authority to go any further. He has to approve the foundations. But you don't actually see the foundations in the finished building. You don't see all the work that goes into the building of the foundations, the digging, the excavating, the putting in the concrete foundations, and so on. But they're absolutely essential. And the building can only be built as high as the foundations will allow. So you've got to have really good, secure foundations. Otherwise, the building will always be limited. And of course, you've got to ensure that the foundations will remain secure. You don't want any kind of subsidence. If there's subsidence in the foundations, the building will, first of all, crack and would eventually fall down. So everything in the foundations must be secure. So this work, Kingdom Faith, was built around, the foundations were built around this apostolic anointing. Now, in Scripture, that apostolic anointing is referred to as the first, because it is the foundation. If you've got to have the apostolic, if you like, foundation of the work, if it's going to be of any significance, if it's going to be a really impacting ministry. So there was a lot of work over a lot of years that went into that foundation. And the foundation, you see, consists of whatever anointing was on my life, because that is what was built into these foundations. So the nature of the building reflects the nature of the foundations. Faith is an indispensable part of Kingdom Faith. It was there. We were a faith ministry right from the very beginning. The love and commitment to love was there right at the very beginning. We were actually living as, for the first 20 years of the history of Kingdom Faith, it was a community of people that were living together in love, seeking to be a ministering body of people to those in need, but also to the churches, to encourage revival in the churches. So that dynamic of faith, of love, of revival, because Kingdom Faith was birthed out of revival. So I'll talk about revival a little later on. But revival was there in the foundations. The hours and hours and weeks and months of seeking God, of being on our faces of God, of of repentance, of meeting with God in His holiness, so that His holiness could impact our lives and produce, because there's always holiness wherever there's revival. All that was part of the foundation. It was what God was doing. So holiness is there in the foundations. The apostle is anointing is one that sort of embraces all the other anointings. It's like an umbrella anointing. So, you know, there's always the prophetic element. There's the evangelistic. I mean, I would never call myself an evangelist, but I've seen thousands, thousands, and thousands of people come to the Lord. It's all just part of the anointing. It's there. The part of that foundation was ministry to the desperate, the addicts, the prostitutes, the outcasts. People were sending us their big problem cases that they didn't know how to handle from churches all over the nation, because it was known how these people would meet with God and get their lives sorted out. One of the first people that we ever had living with us in community was a former prostitute. I don't think to this day my wife has ever known that. I think if I was to ask her, did you realize that so-and-so had been a prostitute, she probably would say, no, I had no idea. And the reason for that is that, I mean, she's gone to be with the Lord now, so I can say this. But the reason for that is, if I'm told something in confidence, I can't even tell my wife. Otherwise, I'm breaking the confidence. So, you know, all these things were built in to the very foundation of what was of what God was doing. And of course, the idea of the foundation is that you build upon it. You want to see the building, and it's Jesus that says, "I will build my church." Now, if you don't have respect for the foundations, you're going to have a shaky building. You know, every now and again you hear about a building falling down somewhere in the world. And what is usually discovered is that the foundations weren't built properly. They didn't have the right mix of concrete. There wasn't enough cement, too much sand, not enough cement, cheese pairing, you know, trying to build cheaply. And of course, boom, the whole building collapses. You can't do anything cheap in the foundations. And when I look back and see the quality of what God was having to build in our lives, that the foundation would be secure, it was awesome. Now, at that time, of course, God was building around that central apostolic anointing. But the point is this, that when He builds around anointing, that becomes not just the anointing on a person, but the corporate anointing upon all the people. So it wasn't just, you know, me and what I was doing, it's what we were all doing as a group, as a body at that time. So everybody that was there as part of Kingdom Faith at that time was sharing in the anointing. Now, what happens when you get a corporate anointing is that people can function at anointing beyond themselves. That if you took them out of that situation and put them somewhere else, they would not function under the same anointing at all. But while they're functioning under the corporate anointing, their anointing is much stronger. Can you understand? And of course, there's a danger in that, because just occasionally you get somebody who, you know, gets pride and they think, well, my anointing, I don't need the corporate anointing, I don't need to be around the apostle now, I've got my anointing, and boom, 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 boom. And often they go off and do something and they fall flat on their faces. They never accomplish the same things as they did when they were here. Because actually what they fail to recognize is they're only flowing in that anointing because they are part of the corporate anointing. While I was in Wolverhampton, I phoned my wife. I didn't actually manage to speak to her on Friday because she was late in, and I needed to try to get an early night because I knew Saturday was going to be a very demanding day. So I didn't speak to her until about 5 o'clock or so on the Saturday, by which time you'd had a couple of days at the ladies' conference. And of course, I was praying for that, and I hear you had a great time. So I said to my wife, "How has the conference been going?" And she said, "It's been great. You've been here." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, what is happening here this weekend could not be happening without your apostolic anointing." So she said, "You've been here all weekend." And then she told me about a session that Jane did about, you know, the generations, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and so on, and how the anointing and the promises and so on. I mean, I don't know all about it. Caroline just told me that's what she did. You, some of you were there and would have heard it yourselves. But you see, Caroline's very perceptive because she was part of the whole building foundational work. She was there through it all. And, of course, her anointing is the most significant among the ladies here because her call, you see, your anointing goes with your call. And her call was to be the wife of the apostle. Her ministry has largely been unseen, but it's there. The apostolic is the father anointing. So, you know, I will always be the father of the house, but Caroline will always be the mother of the house. Mm-hmm. It was good that last month Caroline was made Hero of the Month. It was nice to honor her in that way. She said to me afterwards, not negatively, but with wry humor, she said, "Well, it's taken me 35 years of hard work to be recognized as the Hero of the Month." I think the Hero of the Month is a great thing. I've always thought that was a really wonderful idea to honor people in that way. But, you know, when I compare what Caroline's contribution has towards anybody else that has been made a Hero of the Month, there is no comparison. And most of you wouldn't know that. Most of you wouldn't even know what God has done through Caroline over the years. That doesn't matter. She's not one of these upfront people that wants to be noticed or to have an upfront ministry. But the honoring is so important.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting that in Wolverhampton, Pastor Steve got the people in the church to do two things in preparation for this weekend. He got them to read a book on honoring the anointing. Apparently it's a book that's been written about Bill Johnson's ministry and church in California, where, and I haven't read the book myself, but apparently the keynote that runs right the way through this book is the centrality of honoring. Of honoring the anointing. Very interesting, because that's what God has spoken to us about over many years. You see, the Holy Spirit doesn't do different things in different places. It may do them a different way, but it's still the same truths. So he got them to read this book on honoring, and the other thing he did on the Sunday before I went is he spoke about humility. Why? Because God builds up the humble, but he withstands and pulls down the proud. And Jesus said, "I am humble and gentle in heart." These two things are absolutely essential. This is why you don't want to have any pretensions about your own ministry or your own anointing or anything like that, because you've got to stay humble before God if he's going to continue to use you in any kind of significant way. It isn't you, it's Christ in you. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise goes to him. Now, my anointing is a present anointing. It's not a past anointing. Whatever happens in Kingdom Faith now is still dependent upon my anointing. While I am here and alive, that will always be true. I can pass responsibility, I can pass leadership over, but I can't pass my anointing over. And it is still essential to what God is doing here. If that was, you know, when that ceases to be the case, God will take me out. He will call me home when that anointing is no longer needed here. But while it's here, it is essential to what God is doing here. Now, the building work that is happening is not being built around my ministry. It's being built around Clive's ministry. And Clive has that apostolic anointing upon him too. So we're doubly blessed at present in having both these anointings within the same ministry. And it's important that those two anointings flow together in unity, and there's no problem in that. But we have to recognize the reality. You see, you cannot remove the foundation. You remove the foundation or simply take it for granted instead of really understanding, well, wait a minute, everything is built on this foundation, then you're going to be in trouble spiritually. You understanding what I'm saying? No, I don't think you are. Do you get what I'm saying? It's very, very important that we keep the foundation strong, that we keep that anointing strong, which keeps everything moving in line with the truth and seeing expressed all that God put into that foundation work. What he has put into the foundation will need to be reflected in the building.
Yes, that's it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And a lot of that is happening now, but there are certain things that God built into the foundation that are not being expressed fully in the building in the way that they will be and need to be. That's why God is keeping us progressing forward all the time. And it was a moment of truth when at the beginning of the year when Clive was talking about the 2020, before we actually started doing the week by week thing, but when he sort of presented the whole thing, the final thing he said is the key to all of this is honoring. See, exactly what was said about Bill Johnson's church, exactly what they're discovering up in Wolverhampton. That while you keep honoring, then you receive. Uh-huh. If we want to receive all that God built into the foundation, we've got to honor the foundation. Not look back, but we've got to see, right, we need everything that God has built in to what Kingdom Faith has been called to be in order to see the building grow in the way that God intends.
Yeah.
Now, you see, what Clive has been doing these last weeks is in unpacking this vision, this 2020 vision of what Kingdom Faith is absolutely essential. It's like the plans for building. I mean, they've all got to be implemented, they've all got to be outworked, but when you build something, you build according to plans. I was amazed at the plans that they have in this church in Wolverhampton. And you see, that is part of the apostolic call. You've got vision.
Yes.
You see where you're going. I mean, their plans are mega plans. I know the plans that Clive has got, what God has spoken to him. It's not the time to talk about that now. But they're mega plans of what is going to grow and develop here in Horsham in the coming years. Same kind of thing there in Wolverhampton. Mega plans. And at present, they're just a church of a few hundred like Kingdom Faith is. But they surely will not stay like that. because of the vision and because of the faith. Now, the faith goes with the vision. You see, the vision comes out of faith, but God also gives faith to see the vision fulfilled. One of the key things that really impacted Pastor Steve this weekend was when I talked to him about processing the anointing. Processing revelation. That when we receive revelation, we still haven't done anything. We've heard God and we know what God is saying, but we still haven't done anything. It's only as we process what we hear that we actually do stuff. So having the plans still hasn't done anything, but implementing the plans is the action. So we can hear the word, but we're not hearers only, we're doers of the word. So the important thing is that we work, we put into practice what God is saying. I was actually, when Caroline made that comment to me about 35 years of hard work, that actually hit me at the time because I sort of realized that that's how she's perceived those years. They've been hard work for her. I suppose they've been hard work for both of us. But that's how she perceived that, 35 years of hard work. Well, she was often, when I was away so much, she was left sort of there at the heart of the community and had great responsibility and so on. But a lot of her work is you wouldn't know about because that was years ago, and even what she does know now is principally invisible. Because she's not a speaker, you see. She's always said, no, speaking is your ministry, it's not my ministry. I've only ever heard her speak once, and I've hardly ever heard a woman speak with such authority.
Yeah, that's true.
She was speaking to a group, a whole church full of pastors in Australia. And I'd been off preaching somewhere else in that city and came back when she was in full flow in the middle, and I was stunned. I was absolutely amazed. But you see, you don't know what is there until you give it away. But, you know, Caroline's always sort of held herself back from the limelight. She says, no, that's not my ministry. That's your ministry. And we all have to be true to our calling, don't we? Even though, you know, God, surely of that day, there was such a strong and powerful anointing on her. It was awesome. But let's just get back to this building work now. Because what Paul is saying in that scripture that we read is you must be careful how you build. In other words, you've got to keep to the plan. And the important thing is the plan has come from God. It's not devised by men. It's not a plan that evolves by sitting around a table and trying to construct the plan. Plan comes from revelation. Now, first thing I said when I arrived in Wolverhampton and met Pastor Steve, and I knew I had all these leadership meetings, first question I asked him is, what is your leadership structure? And he said, I'm the leader. He said it humbly, but he said, well, really, I'm the leader. That's right. I've been the leader of Kingdom Faith. Clive is now the leader of Kingdom Faith. That's it. Period. Boom. Because that's the call of God. That's the anointing of God. Now, that leadership is supported because a leader will raise up others in leadership. Just consider for a moment the leadership of Kingdom Faith. All the principal leadership of Kingdom Faith I have raised up. They've all been here for many years. Pastor Jonathan and Helena have been here for 23 years. The Dykes have been here for 20 years. 20 how many years? 22 years for Pastor Gary and his wife. Pastor Paul Taylor, not quite that many, probably 15, 17 years, something like that. Is that right? Oh, 20. Oh, you've hit the 20 mark too, praise God. That's longevity. That's stability. And of course, Pastor Clive and Jane, they've been here for 20 years since they came back to Kingdom Faith after their years in MGM. But they were here before then, of course, before they went off to serve that ministry for 5 years. So that stability. And stability produces unity. And it's always very important to maintain that unity in the bond of peace, as the scripture says, Father, may they be one. Because if there isn't unity in the leadership, there won't be unity in the body. If there's any crack even within the leadership, the unity of the leadership, there'll be a crack in the unity in the body. This is why the enemy always attacks leadership, to try to cause disunity, disharmony, whatever. If that is there in the body, in the leadership, it will reflect in the body. So it's very important that there continues to be that humility so that the corporate leadership is there to serve the Lord, to serve the vision, to serve the people. But at the same time, it's very important that there's that honoring of one another and there's the honoring of the leadership by those that are in the body. Hello? Because without that honor, the body will not move forward, the body will not develop, the work will not grow in the way that God intends. Are we there? Okay, now, those are the principles. Let's talk now about our own personal part that we have to play in this. What part do you play now? You weren't here, most of you, during the foundational times. In fact, none of you were, really. Not even that leadership, because the foundations was laid before, well over 20 years ago. Foundations were laid and we experienced the reviving and so on in the beginning of the early 80s. So, the important part thing that we need to consider now is, well, what now? And what about your anointing? And how will your anointing grow and develop? You see, I think all of us probably would like to see more anointing in our lives than we see now. Is that right? So the question is, how will your anointing grow and develop? I can tell you the answer to that in two words. With use. With use. The only way in which your anointing grows is by using the anointing that you have. What would be the purpose of God giving you more anointing if you don't use what you already have? You see, when people say we need more power, they're saying we need more anointing. No, you don't need more power. You need to use the power that God already has given you. Jesus said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Are you there? Now, God is filling you students up with a whole lot of stuff. You don't have all that many opportunities yet to share or to move in that anointing. I always remember one of the housewives in the church
who had relatives in South Africa, went for an extended time. I think she was going for 4 or 5 weeks to tour around South Africa, seeing all of her relatives. And she said, "Lord, I don't want to be away from that time and just regard it as a holiday. I want you to use me while I'm there." So the very first place she went to the church with her relatives, and the pastor discovered that she came from Kingdom Faith, and so he said to her, "Oh, you must preach on Sunday." Now, she wasn't a preacher. She'd never preached. But she'd heard what I'd said when she was here at Rafi. I'd said, "You never refuse an opportunity that the Lord is giving you, because if the Lord gives you an opportunity, the Scripture says use every opportunity to the full." So, you know, on one hand she thought, "How can I speak to the whole church on Sunday? I'm not used to this." And then this Scripture, you see, use every opportunity to the full. The Holy Spirit reminded her, so she did. She apparently, it was a quite amazing time. The Spirit moved, all kinds of things happened in the lives of the people. They were healed and whatnot. And so she was thankful. "Well, thank you, Lord, that was great." And she went on to the next place, only to discover that, you know, on the grapevine, the pastor from the first church had been in touch with the pastor where she was going next and said, "Did you know there's this really anointed woman? You want to get her to preach on Sunday?" And she came back, and I remember she came back. She asked if she could give the testimony on Sunday morning, and she made this statement: "You never know what you have within you until you give it away."
That's absolutely right. Come on.
Yeah. And she said, "I never realized, for all that I'd listened to at Rafi and all that I'd listened to in the church, I never realized that I had all that within me until I was in the situation where I had to use it." Now, you see, if you looked at her life, you would say she came back with a stronger anointing than she had when she went to South Africa. No, she didn't. She came back with the same anointing. It's just that she'd used it. And you see, when you use your anointing, you step out in faith. And when you step out in faith, then that releases what you have within you. You step out in what Paul calls the obedience of faith. And he said, that is part of the apostolic anointing, to lead people in the obedience of faith, to get them obediently applying their faith, walking in their faith, exercising their faith, so that the anointing that is there will come forth. And you see, the great thing about belonging to a work like this, to a body like this, is that when you step out in faith, it's not just your anointing, it's the anointing of the house that you will be able to express.
That's it. Yes.
There's the anointing greater than yourself because of what you're a part of, because of what you belong to. That you're not alone because Christ is with you, and I mean, that's enough in and of itself. But quite apart from that, you have all the backing of the corporate anointing of the body. The body is behind you. The body is with you. So how is the body built up? Well, according to the Scripture, it's built up through the works of service of the people. And the works of service, that's ministry. Service is ministry. So the church is built up not, well, by Jesus, isn't it? But it's not actually, the leaders don't build the church. Remember what Paul said earlier in Corinthians. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the growth." See, the building up is the growth, isn't it? On the foundations, the foundation is Christ. He then builds up. "I will build my church." So it's not the leaders that build, but the leaders motivate the people, equip the people, so that as they go out and do the works of service, the church will be built up. Why? Because they're flowing in their anointing. They're using their anointing. You see, I had a wonderful time this weekend because I was flowing in my ministry, in my anointing. I mean, I was flowing in that kind of anointing all the time. Nowadays, you know, I do just the odd weekend here and there. I wouldn't probably, well, I wouldn't be able physically to do what I was able to do in former years, because I'm over 35 now, but but you know, it was great. It was much more demanding physically. I mean, I would have just sailed through a weekend like this and come back on Monday and just got straight back into things and so on. I need a little bit more rest now because I am a little bit older. But it was so great just to be flowing in the anointing. It wasn't, oh God, you know. I mean, the anointing's there. You know the anointing's there. You know, right, all you've got to do is just step out in the obedience of faith, do what the Spirit is telling you to do, and the power will be there. I might say that at the end, I mean, Gary mentioned it, but at the end, especially of the two services on Sunday morning, when I prayed at the end of the message, there was just such an awesome sense of the power of God, not just the presence of God, but the power of God. You know, when you're ministering like that, or at least when I'm ministering like that, I don't know how it is for other people, when I'm ministering like that, I sort of go and sit down afterwards, and it's like, wow. You can't say anything. You can't do anything. If anybody comes and talks to you, you haven't got a clue what they're saying. It's just so awesome, the power of God. It's like sort of the mantle of His glory is all over you. And it's just absolutely, totally awesome. And you can never know what God has done in those few minutes. How whatever has been said has impacted the lives of people. But I do know that when I have that sense at the end of the message, something very, very special has just happened. So, you know, I had a wonderful time because I just knew that I was flowing the things that I have from God. And what I want to do in these latter years of my life is just use the anointing to the full. You know, God takes all these years to build into you whatever He's built in. And you don't want to sit around wasting it. You want to see it used. Right. I mean, I'm using it all the time, you understand, not just in teaching, but in the writing and other things that I'm doing. But it's great. I mean, I've always loved the challenge of the ministry. You know, people sometimes used to say to me, "What's it like standing up before these thousands of people, and you know, having all those other famous people?" And I said, "Oh, I love it. I love it." They said, "Don't you get nervous?" I said, No. The more people, the stronger the anointing will be. And, you know, the greater your dependence upon God, the more you will see of God move. And I would just love those times. I love Faith Camp every year. Yeah. I love it because I know, you see, what's going to happen is God is going to draw the anointing out of you. You don't have to hold back and say, "Oh, there's going to be thousands of people." That doesn't matter whether it's one or whether it's 100 or whether it's 1,000. Doesn't make any difference because you have the anointing, see? God's going to draw it out of you. And when you guys go out in your placements in a few weeks' time, it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for God to draw out of you the anointing. He'll pull it out of you. He'll put you in situations where you've just got to trust Him. And as you step out in the obedience of faith, the anointing will be there, the power will be there, the love will be there, the faith will be there, the healing will be there. Whatever it is, it's all there. It's all within you now. You don't need anything else. It's all there within you. And all you need is just the opportunities to use it. I mean, you have opportunities now when you go out on Wednesdays and all the rest of it. And you know, I heard good things were happening last Wednesday. Well, better things can happen this Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Why? Because God is just going to pull this anointing out of you.
Come on.
So, you know, we talk about honoring the anointing on our own lives, don't we? And that's not just keeping your nose clean so that nothing can go on in your life that will be a denial of the anointing. Last week, you see, there's been a progression in what God has been doing on these Tuesday mornings. Last week, the stop it and do it. Well, why? Because that's how you flow in the anointing. You stop whatever is hindering the anointing and you do whatever releases the anointing. I didn't know last weekend that we would be talking about anointing this week. Last Tuesday, we would be talking about anointing this Tuesday. But God did, you see, He's planning it all. He says, right, stop whatever is hindering the anointing, both personally, corporately, but then release the anointing. Do it. Whenever God gives you the opportunity, you step out in the obedience of faith, and the anointing is there. You see, the enemy says, no, hold back, hold back. It might not work for you. You're not Pastor Colin. You're not Pastor Clive. Of course you aren't. But you're you. Anointed you. With Christ in you. Hallelujah. God's not asking you to do what Pastor Clive does. He's asking you to do what he wants to do through you.
That's it. Yes, yes.
And in that situation where he's put you, he hasn't put Pastor Clive, he's put you. Because you are his chosen mouthpiece and instrument at that point. So you can just remind yourself, well, I have the anointing. The scripture says, not just Pastor Colin says, but the scripture says, I have the anointing of the Holy One, and that anointing remains. Well, I can use that anointing. I can step out in the good of that anointing. See, the anointing isn't a feeling. It's not a shiver down your spine. Woo! I've got it. It's not like that. The anointing is Christ in you. The anointing is the Spirit within you. The anointing is God's empowering. It's what he does. That's why he deserves all the glory. You see, whatever he has accomplished in Kingdom Faith over these years, all the glory, all 100% of the glory belongs to the Lord. Not to me, not to Pastor Clive, not to anybody else, but to the Lord. It's his work. The fruit that lasts, that will withstand the flames of testing on the day of judgment, are what the Lord has done. Praise God. So it's very important that you don't treat me as a has-been. Why am I saying that? Because I get that sense sometimes with some people. Because I'm an am, not a was. And my anointing is as essential now as ever it has been in the past, even though I've passed the exercise of leadership onto others. God knows the anointing is still an indispensable part of what he is doing.
Yes.
My anointing, Pastor Clive's anointing, the anointing on other leaders, the anointing on you, the anointing on every member of the team.
Yes.
Every one of those things is essential to what God is intending to do now and what he's going to do in the immediate future. Hallelujah. In a moment, we're going to pray. We're not going to pray for more anointing. We're going to make ourselves available and ask God for more opportunities to use the anointing. You know, I did another one of those 1.5-hour programs of questions on television last week, and you don't know what questions they're going to throw at you. And somebody, one of you said to me, isn't that terrifying that you're going to be asked these questions you don't know? It's not terrifying at all if you're trusting in the anointing. Why? Because, well, what does the scripture say when you're in that time of testing? The Holy Spirit will give you what to say. If I thought I had to answer the questions, it might be terrifying. But because I know I don't have to answer them, the Holy Spirit will provide the wisdom. And you know, people were saying, oh, what wisdom? Well, that's the Holy Spirit's wisdom, not mine. Right? If you depend upon the Lord, of course, the wisdom will come through, and the love will come through, and the faith will come through, and the power will come through, and the healing will come through, and whatever else needs to come through will come through.
Amen.
So we're going to pray for more opportunities to use the anointing that you already have.
Yes.
Now, sometimes that is a little bit scary when God is asking you to step out in a way that you've never stepped out before. You know, I've seen thousands of people over the years healed. I remember as clearly as if it happened yesterday, the first one. Why? Because I'd never ever prayed with anybody to be healed before. The books hadn't been written about how to do this. Never heard of anybody being healed before. It was like getting out of the boat and walking on water. And you have all this, is this going to work? What's going to happen? I've never done this. I don't know what to do. But a woman got healed of terminal cancer. That's the grace of God. Let me tell you the way I felt. It was the grace of God. But you see, when you step out in a new way for the first time, it's like that. When you go to the detention center, asked to preach and you've never preached before, it's like that. And what happens? You come back amazed. You not only got through it, but people were actually blessed. And God used it. People came to the Lord or whatever. Why? Because you stepped out in the obedience of faith and trusted the anointing. Hallelujah. Come on, let's all stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to join with me because you weren't part of this, but I want you just to join with me first in thanking God for the foundation that has been laid, and that foundation is the truth of Jesus Christ. Just thank Him for the foundation that there is in Kingdom Faith. The faith, the love, the holiness, I didn't get round to talking about revival, but it's there in the foundations. This ministry was birthed out of revival. So the revival anointing. Lord, we thank You for the foundations. We thank You that the building is to reflect all that You put into the foundations. That we will be a body of faith, a body of love, faith working through love, a holy people set apart for the purposes of God, a ministering, serving community of people, reaching out into the world, seeking to see the whole of the body of Christ enriched, not just our little part of that here, but serving the whole body, serving the world, built into the foundations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Poparazata parazataria leto bakalazita pa. Boparaza taparia leto bakara sita di sandama. All the ministry and God's power, all there in the foundations. Thank You, Lord, that the building is reflecting what You put in the foundations. Now, thank the Lord for the anointing. We thank You for the apostolic anointing. Hallelujah. It comes from God. It doesn't come from man. It comes from God. The anointing is God. Thank You, Lord, that You have chosen to enrich us so that we have the ability to function in an anointing that is greater than our own anointing, but we can function in the corporate anointing. That's not only the anointing of the apostle, but all the anointings put together. Yes. Everything that we are individually all comes together in unity. And thank you that we can minister out of the power of that corporate anointing. Hallelujah. That we're not alone. We're not just sole individuals. But we can move out in that obedience of faith, depending upon you. Hallelujah. Now thank the Lord for the anointing on your own life. Thank Him for that word. You have the anointing of the Holy One, and that anointing abides. That anointing remains. Pura la basataria leto bakala sita ba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now thank the Lord for the anointing on Pastor Clive, that apostolic anointing that is getting progressively stronger. Why is it getting stronger? Because he's using it more and more. God is opening up more and more opportunities for that apostolic nature of his ministry to be expressed. And as he uses those opportunities, so the anointing is increasing. I watch it increase month by month, year by year. That anointing is increasing. Thank the Lord for that. And thank him that as you use your anointing, so it will seem that the anointing will increase. You will flow with more anointing as you use your anointing. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the anointing that is on your leadership. The anointing on all the leaders. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you benefit from the power of their anointing. As they step out in faith and use their anointing, so you benefit. And that helps to release your anointing. So come on, honor those that are in leadership so that. You can prosper with your anointing. The more you honor the anointing in others, the more that anointing can be released in your life. Hallelujah. Now you don't honor the anointing by wasting it. So say to the Lord, Lord, I want to honor the anointing in my life by using it and using it to the full. I ask you to supply me with more opportunities to step out in that obedience of faith and to see the anointing released, to see your spirit released, to see the fruit that your spirit will produce, the fruit that will last, the fruit that will be silver, gold, and precious stones, the silver, the anointing, Lord, that will bear the fruit that lasts for your glory. It will withstand the fire. It will withstand the testing. It's not what I want to do in my strength. It's what you do by your Spirit through me. And I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, pray in the Spirit over your life now. Ombra sataria lero bakara situri sataria lero bakara situri. Ombra salama suturi sataria lero bakara situri sandama. O papara salama suturi sataria lero bakara sinama. Ombra sataria lero bakara sitaria lero bakara sinama. O papara sataria lero bakara sinama. Ombra sataria lero bakara situri sato bakara situri sandama. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, razatapa kalasitapa. Praise God. Praise God. Now, just keep your eyes closed and your focus on Jesus.
We're going to thank him for one of the most wonderful privileges that any man or woman can have. Privilege that God is opening up for you. The privilege that you will have more and more of in the coming years. And that privilege is to see God work. It's to see what he will do, the way he will touch lives, the way he will transform, the way he will heal, he will deliver, he will bless and he will motivate. It's a wonderful, wonderful privilege. Thank the Lord for that privilege, because some of you have only just begun to taste of that privilege. And I'm not talking about seeing God move through other people's ministries. I'm talking about seeing how God will work through your anointing, through your ministry. This is going to be one of the greatest privileges of your life. Can't be the greatest, because the greatest is Christ in you. But then it's a great privilege to see the outworking of Christ in you through what he does. Do you remember in Acts 4, they had a prayer meeting. They said, Lord, we want to see you doing more. We want to see more healing. We want to see more power. Preach the word with greater boldness. And the Spirit of God came upon them again. They didn't ask for fresh anointing, but God said, well, if you want to see more, I'll give you all that you need in order that you can see more. But you see, the substance of their prayer was that they wanted to see God work. We need to see you work, Lord. We need to see you doing more. I mean, they were already seeing wonderful healings. They were already being put in prison because they were preaching the gospel with boldness. But they say, we need to see more. The opposition's growing. The times are getting more difficult. We need to see you doing more. Can you pray that? Lord, I need to see you do more through my life. I need you to see me do more through my ministry, through my service. Hallelujah. I need to see more fruit. I need to see more of your working. I need to see greater privilege, Lord, more privilege of seeing you do more through my life. Give me the opportunities, Lord, to step out in faith, in trust in you, in obedience to the leading of your Spirit. Thank you that you won't allow me to fall on my face. You won't allow me to get egg on my face. You won't allow me to be ridiculed. You'll actually honor that faith. You'll honor the anointing on my life. Oh, can you not see that God wants you to honor the anointing on your life, because he always honors it? When you step out in faith to use that anointing, God honors the anointing on your life, and he does it. Hallelujah. Come on, thank the Lord. Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received and it will be yours. So even before you see all these things, thank him for them. Come on, exercise your faith and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you that in my life there's going to be many works that will be silver, gold, and precious stones. They won't be the wood, hay, or stubble. They'll be the things that will survive the testing. They will survive the fire. They will be the works of your Spirit through me, that I shall be saved, but not only as through fire, I'll be saved, Lord, and will have the great reward that will come from those works that will last. And I praise you, I bless you, I exalt you, Lord. I give you glory, I give you honor.
I give you praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Pura la 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 bazara bakara zara bakara situri sarala bakara suturi sanduma. Balandaria lera bakara zala bazuturi sarala bakara situri sanduma. Burundaria lera bakara situri sarala la la basuturi sanduma. Brandaria lera bakara salaya la la bakara suturi sanduma. Brundaria lera bakara situri sarala bakara toria letra bakara sinama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura la bazatara bazunduma. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God's doing something here. I just sense as God's establishing sort of a greater sense of call in some people's hearts. You just sense this morning that God is calling you to something that's bigger than yourself. That's absolutely right. He is. He's calling you to something that is so big, you couldn't possibly do it without dependence on him. Hallelujah. But that's what he loves. That's what releases the anointing. When you step out in dependence on him, when you can't do it, it has to be him working through you. So give him glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Thank you for all those good works that you have planned for us to walk in. Thank you that all those good works are the works of your Spirit. They're the works that come from the anointing. They're the works that come from stepping out in that obedience of faith. Faith working through love, and we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Puparazata parazatoba. Oh, things are just getting released in people's hearts. Puparazata parazitoba. See, that spirit of faith and glory is upon you. That spirit of faith is there within you. Hallelujah. He is the spirit of faith. You do have the faith for whatever God has called you to do. Within you, by the Spirit, you have the faith. Never think, I don't have the faith for this. Yes, you do. As you step out in obedience, the faith will be there. The power will be there. The anointing will be there. The fruit will be there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, thank you, Lord, that you know every one of us personally, individually. And I believe, Lord, that in these coming days, you're going to put before each one of us the opportunity to step out in a way that we've never stepped out before. And many of us are going to be amazed at what we see you doing. So we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all the glory.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.